Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you have an imaginary friend when you were a child? Sadly, our family was too poor for me to have one. Jane told us a funny story recently of when her daughter Millie was about 3 years old. She had a friend she called the little guy. Millie would take the little guy everywhere with her. Sometimes Jane would take her daughter to a burger place for a treat. Millie liked to sit on the high stools and look out of the window, but there had to be a spare seat between Mum and Millie for the little guy. After their meal, Mum put Millie in the wheelchair and left the restaurant. After about 200 metres, Millie said they'd left the little guy behind and insisted they go back for him. So they retraced their steps, and one can only imagine the reaction of the people in the restaurant when Jane opened the door and called out, "Come on, little guy!" When he was on earth, Jesus had a special love for the people that society looked down on. The disabled, the poor, the mentally disturbed. At the same point in time lived Zacchaeus, a short man, a tax collector, was hated by the people. Not much changes then, I guess. But rather than ignore him, Jesus invited himself to Zac's for tea. We aren't told that Jesus preached a sermon or rebuked Zac off for being corrupt, but the impact of Jesus on his life was great. So great that Zac responded, "Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Now you can be sure someone's had a real change of heart if it affects the way they look at their money and possessions. Jesus offers to be our friend even today. And the amazing thing is, he's not an imaginary friend, and he's certainly not a little guy. In the Bible, at the beginning of the book of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Nothing that has come into being has come into being without him." Wow, that's no little guy. So big, in fact, we can turn to him during any circumstances, and he will be there for us. I'm Aaron Wright.